This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you have been married long enough, you know that it is very possible that your spouse can become annoying. They can have annoying habits. They can say things that trigger you. But what do you do in that situation when you're totally annoyed? How can you prevent things from escalating? And how do you deal with it in a healthy way? That's what I'm going to cover with you today. So annoying behaviors range from someone being on their phone all the time to someone driving maybe crazy or a quick beat, you know, leaving their clothes around or not picking up after themselves. So these annoying behaviors, and you can tell me, what are some of the annoying behaviors that really tick you up? What are your trigger points? What is it that when you see this in your spouse, it really gets to you? And every time, what happens, it starts building up, right? So we need to figure out first and foremost, why are we triggered? Okay, so it's easy to get frustrated and point the finger and get upset, but I really want you to look and see, okay, is it that I'm irritable because maybe I didn't get enough sleep. Maybe I'm just really tired. Maybe I'm stressed from work. Maybe there's something, maybe the kids really got on my case. And because of that, or because I'm really hungry or tired, I am overreacting to this behavior, a behavior that maybe normally I could just shrug it off, right? So first look within and see if you're not reacting to this annoying behavior because of something that's going on within yourself. That's a really important thing to do. And we really do need to take responsibility for our emotions, our emotional regulation, right? Because if we do that on a regular basis and we're not just saying like, he started, no, she started it, right? We're looking at it and saying, well, how did I contribute to this? Or what is it that may be causing me to be annoyed? Okay, so that's step number one. First of all, before I give you more stuff, I'll share with you a personal, I know personally that is something that is annoying, and I will talk about my own annoying behavior, okay? I'll take responsibility, is that I'm a backseat driver, okay? And I know that this is like really annoying to my husband because, and I'll give you the quick, you know, the backdrop to this. When I was, you know, 10 years old, I was driving with my father, Allah yarhamhum, and he had sleep apnea. I wasn't treated. He didn't know about it. So a lot of times he would doze off. And so I'm sitting there, I was 10 years old. We're going to a dinner party. I have a plate of sweets in my lap, no seatbelt on because it was the 80s and there was no requirement for seatbelts. And we're just going to this dinner party together when all of a sudden, you know, that every time there was a red light, I would get panicky and I would say, blah, 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 you know, and then he'd snap out of it and stop. This, and I did that maybe 5-6 times, and I thought, oh my God, I'm being so annoying. And then I'm looking, there's a red light, I'm sitting there, I'm like, he sees it, I'm sure he sees it, I'm sure he sees it. And I didn't say anything because I didn't want to be annoying. What happened? We got into a car accident. My father, sadly, you know, he had, because, you know, with sleep apnea, it's like that. You can kind of all of a sudden snap out of it, or you can, and so he hit the car in front of him. I went through the windshield, had stitches across my forehead, my knee went into the dashboard. It was horrific, and I had to go to the hospital. At that moment, I decided I will never, ever stay quiet in fear of being annoying. Okay, so we're driving, and when I see something, if I see that there's a car, I'll point it out. Oh my God, there's a car, there's this, there's that. And of course, that can be annoying for my husband because he's just like, I know there's, okay. So this is my own personal annoying behavior that I'm sure my husband could talk on and on about. But I'm saying, and I want you to think about what is your spouse's annoying behavior? What is your own annoying behavior? And it's important to admit that you have annoying behaviors too, right? I mean, I know I have a list of them, and it's easy to pick out the other person. So Sumaya is saying, true, sometimes we're just hungry, overwhelmed, tired, and lack of sleep cause us to be annoyed. Exactly. So first and foremost, look within and see, am I being triggered because of my own issues, right? And wa alaikum as-salam, Sister Amina. The second thing you can do is think about, you know, your spouse and where is this coming from, right? There's usually some kind of explanation, like the explanation I gave you. And there are times when I'm explaining to him because he's like, don't say anything, I'm in control. And I'm like, you know, I'm in tears explaining how traumatic this whole situation was. And I'm like, I can't stay quiet, you know? And so there's a reason behind sometimes an annoying behavior. And I want you to reflect, maybe have a conversation about it. It may be a nervous habit. Maybe someone, you know, a person has anxiety and they like, I don't know, they crack their knuckles. Maybe there's some reason behind it. If you understand it, it may make you a little bit more empathetic. Not always, okay? In our situation, that, you know, it doesn't seem to be enough. So you find that if there is a logical explanation for this person to have this behavior, then I want you to think to yourself, okay, I can either blow this out of proportion, get into a fight, or I can try to overlook it. Because a lot of the annoying behaviors, they're trivial things that really we need to be able to let go of. So somebody is saying my annoying habit is telling him how to parent over and over and over again. Okay, yeah, that can be annoying. So when one person ends up being like a parent, right? We end up becoming a parent to our spouse, telling him, have you prayed? Did you do this? You know, did you pay the bills? And don't do this, don't do that. And that can be really annoying. Okay, so that's a good thing that you mentioned because it's a very, very common thing to do. And as women, we are notorious for doing this at times, that we're the mama bear and we want to really protect our kids. And we step in, we're like, don't say that, don't say this. So we got to be careful about that. But you know, a lot of men can tend to be like a father figure as well. Like, what are you wearing? And, you know, have you done this? And, you know, about your spending. So we really have to be careful not to become a parent figure, okay? Sister Anna is saying, I'm Filipina watching from Kuwait. And I want to say thank you for your words of wisdom. Oh, jazakallah khair. That's so sweet. So what else can you do? You figure out what is the reasoning behind it. You look and see, is there something you can overlook? Can you like just say, remind yourself at that moment, what do I love about this person? I know sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you're just like, no, it's just too annoying. I can't do it, right? But I want you to reflect. You're married to the person for a reason, and there must be at least three things you can name or you can remember that is good about the person. If you can't name three things that you like about your spouse, we've got bigger problems and you need to seek professional help, okay? But you remind yourself of the good traits, okay? And then maybe at a time when your spouse is not angry, is not being annoying, you have a discussion and say, you know, I really would appreciate it if you don't correct me in front of the kids, because that's gonna just take away from my authority. Or, you know, I really would appreciate it if you don't, you're not sarcastic and you don't poke fun of my weight or my education or my whatever it is, right? I should say, I feel like we keep coming back to the same arguments or resentment. How can we move forward with sincerity? Yes, this, you know, a lot of times people are arguing about absolutely nothing, right? It is about trivial things and one little thing escalating. And what I do with my clients that's very powerful, I challenge them to dig deeper, okay? So challenging yourself to look and see what's really behind this reaction, okay? So the annoying, if they are really annoyed from a behavior of yours, there's usually an underlying cause. So I tell you to look for that. For instance, when someone is constantly being told, no, don't do this with our kids, you can't do that, constantly being corrected, their underlying frustration is, she doesn't trust me. There's no trust, okay? So it's not just about, oh, don't give him juice or don't give him candy. It's more about, you're not trusting me, right? And you can see that if someone doesn't trust you, that there's a reason to be annoyed, right? So always dig a little bit deeper. And when you see your spouse snap, right? That's a little, it's kind of like a warning. It's like that check your engine, right? Check your engine. Like, you better look at that and analyze and figure out what's going on there. And once you understand that there is that underlying cause, then you could be more understanding. So Hanina is saying, my husband gets annoyed from my lame jokes and his anger flared up after bottling it up that he didn't like it. So your jokes, okay. So that, you know, you have to figure out. And then when you find out, when your spouse tells you, so let's pretend you have an annoying behavior. I know it's hard to admit that you may be annoying, but we all are, in more ways than one, right? So let's say if you have that annoying behavior, how are you supposed to react when your spouse tells you? What is the natural reaction? What do people usually do if they're told they're annoying? What do you think? Defensive, right? I'm annoyed because you annoyed, you started it, and it just goes back and forth, right? So I want you to really strive to be the adult, right? And when your spouse tells you, you know, this is really annoying, take a deep breath. Okay, I'm gonna be an adult. Yes, this is my mission. I'm gonna be an adult. I'm not gonna be, you know, defensive. I'm not gonna strike back. I'm going to listen to this and really try to, thank you, getting defensive. I'm gonna really try to take this in. Take it as an information, right? It's kind of like when you're cooking, let's say you're cooking a meal that you really don't know, like it's, you've never done it before, and you're asking for feedback. Hey guys, how do you like it? Does it need more of this, more of that? You're getting the feedback. Oh, great, next time I will be more careful about it. I won't put so much salt. I'll put, you know, more butter, whatever it is. So look at it as feedback to get better. When you have an annoying behavior, listen carefully. Don't attack. Don't react. And just look at it as good feedback and you can improve. Okay? So inshallah, that each and every one of us can be more patient. I really, really get it when you are, you know, you're annoyed and you reach your threshold. And another thing, if your spouse, let's say they're annoyed from you and they're really angry, that's not the time to discuss it. Just kind of let them cool off. Okay, we need that cool off period. And then I'm not telling you to give a silent treatment. Definitely don't do a silent treatment. That doesn't work. Okay, but if you need to give them some time, cool off, and then try to address it again. And then another thing is, don't escalate. Don't make it escalate. Because if you start, you're talking to them when they're mad and you bring it up, then it's going to get out of control. So, you know, make sure that you're in a good state of mind. You're not angry yourself, and just give yourself a little bit of break. Sometimes a little break from each other. Nothing major, guys. I'm not telling you. Don't interpret this as, you know, separation. I'm just saying, like, some time apart. You know, you do your thing, he does his thing. And it's very natural. It's very natural sometimes to get annoyed from each other, sometimes get sick of each other. You know, when you're married long enough, you will be triggered by a lot of things. Don't think it's the end. Don't be like, oh my God, like, don't blow it out of proportion. It's an annoying behavior. You can manage it, all right? So inshallah, if you benefited from this, share it with your friends, family, so that more and more people can have a healthy and loving relationship. If you need some free resources, you can go to halabanani.com, get the 7 gems, or there are free training videos that I would love, 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 love to help you have a better marriage. Take care. Assalamu alaikum.